Expectorate. Expectations are very futile around here, my
Expectorate.
Did
I tell you about my night emissions? No, no, no. We can't go there, can we?
No, we can't. No. And we don't wish to. We don't want to. And
what subjects can we? I'll tell you what I've got. I've got some drug news. I've got it right here.
What you've
got? Point that thing at me, Bob.
You've got real.
I've got real drug news. This was given to me by the beautiful Pepper Rose to bring in and to read out to the listener.
I thought you weren't going to talk about your dreams.
Here we go.
Shut that bell out of here.
Hello, Mayor. I've lost it. I've carried it all day.
Threatened.
All week.
I've got a bell in my seat.
Oh, you. Patriarch, you.
No. Oh, listen, no, I have to explain to the listener. Michael walks in here. He's throwing clothes all over the place as he walks in, and there's this bell.
Grabs my bell.
Sitting on his seat.
Grabs just, my bell.
You were planning to stick it right up my
He was just about to put his bell where I lost my car keys.
That's right. How dare you? Very nice fetish, I tell you. You can come out in time.
Throws the bell clean across the studio. That's
But they found the car keys.
They found the car keys, yeah.
Yeah, a metal detector. Amazing thing, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I didn't know where the hell they were. I thought we did have to get the RACQ, but I mean, they couldn't find them.
And is it true you said, could you just poke that thing a little further in, that metal detector? Is that true?
Told ya.
I'm not answering.
Told ya,
I'm not answering. I'm not answering those questions.
The pennies dropping for listeners. Whose idea was it?
Stop
we're
it.
All naked.
Stop it.
Who can't take his eyes off everyone?
Stop it.
Who wants to be known as the goddess?
Oh, piss off. It's that time of year where we're all a little frisky.
Oh, yes, we all.
It's that
time
of year.
Look at me. You can hardly see it.
Well, you can't see it at all.
Fat guts. And I'm a single man. And I'm a single man.
Oh, well, that's not exactly what
Else
says.
Else is keeping me on a tight rope.
Does she ring you every night?
She stopped sending me emails to enlarge my penis.
Excuse me?
Thank God. I keep getting
Can we clarify?
How do emails enlarge your penis?
Well, I don't know.
Because I get lots of emails and mine's still the same little penis.
I get heaps of emails saying, you know.
You're supposed to print the email. You print out the emails and then you roll them up into a tube.
Like a wad.
Like a. Yeah, a wad. And you stick it in your pocket.
Stop it, you drug sick people.
I
had a bad drug moment yesterday.
I was just curious about the tight rope that Elspeth keeps you on. Is it like on a tight rope or on a tight rope?
I'm not sure if I'll go into full details here.
Okay.
Why not? Why not? You're happy enough to talk about
pervert.
Look, he's got little scars
You're
on his wrist.
You're happy enough to talk about all my
rolling
personal
up my sleeves
stuff.
Okay.
I had a bad drug moment yesterday.
What happened?
You know,
bad drugs?
The weekly hemp meeting.
Bad drugs?
Excellent drugs.
Good drugs, bad moment. So it was the moment that was bad, not the drugs. Let's just clear this up, listener.
Yeah.
We're not encouraging you to take drugs. No.
And in case we've got any under 18 listeners, there will be codes used, of course.
Okay, so carry
on. So at the end of the weekly hemp meeting, having our ritual cup of tea, as we do.
As you do.
And Wally comes out and says,
and burning a few down.
As you do when you boil the kettle.
As you do when you boil the kettle and it's a bit too close to the char.
And Wally comes over and says, the Minister for Police is in town. What's his name? Overkill.
Scully.
Scully. And
Agent
anyway,
Scully.
So I halfway through the tea, stagger upstairs and walk straight under the seat into Scully and his entourage, bevy of girls. And he's sort of a dapper double-breasted suit type.
Can we explain the entourage of girls? Were these epauletted girls from the police force?
Unlike Thomas George, who didn't leave the green zone except by car, he was out here and Bluey. Yeah. They wouldn't walk the street, but our intrepid police minister strode the footpath, looking for interaction. So here am I, halfway through my tea, stumbling into him, mumbling. My mouth had all gone dry from the tea. I was a mess.
You just told him you're stoned, though,
and
didn't
I dragged him into the hemp embassy, and Justin collared him, and a few people, and then Soldy says to me, mate, the guy hates us. He's a total redneck. And the only thing he really read was Yemma's poster by our great very own Brendan Lovechild.
Yep.
Jamie R.
Yep.
And which says, you know, Yemma's be thrilled now, he's going to get right into all these bush factory hydro buds and then I'm back to mislead Parliament.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bluey was out here with Thomas from the Green Zone zapping around in a little armoured car. And apparently we're getting 12 more police. Full time. 24-7.
Okay.
Scully said there's too many hippies loose out there.
Yeah, right.
God help us.
Okay. We have won. We have sucked their resources dry. We are winning this war.
That's right.
Another
Lebanon,
12 of the Dutch
Lebanon,
money.
Expect no help.
18, he said. They said, what's the minimum you need to be 24-7 to keep hippies out off the street?
Probably,
so it's
probably 24-7.
They've had all these complaints, we're not clean. He said there's only one cafe you can drink civilised coffee in.
Which one's that?
No, obviously we can't talk names, but... No,
yeah, of course you can. What
no
name?
Prizes. No, definitely not. Only one cafe with clean cups. He tested them all, sent his bevy of girls to test them. Said, you dirty hippies, no room for you in the new age.
One
go
cow.
Back to the hills.
I've got another cafe.
Well, I've got a little bit of news here too, which is a little bit outside of the square, but it is of a similar context.
Okay.
My mother and I, that's Mother of the Goddess and I, were driving up to the sacred church in Brisbane on Sunday. We went onto the toll road there, going onto the toll road to drive her up to her special church. And when we stopped to pay the toll, the guy in the toll booth said, I'd appreciate it if you get that car clean before you use this tollway again.
That's where it's going.
How did he know?
They've all forgotten we come from dirt.
How did he know I was from Nimbin?
Did he really say that?
Coming into
he did say that.
And
I've got my mother to stand
now.
There behind me and say that that is exactly true, what he said.
Would you mind cleaning that car before you use our tollway?
Before you bring
again?
It back
there
on
you
our,
go.
Our tollway.
Our tollway.
I paid him $2.80 to travel 5 kilometres. I wanted to bop him in the snoot, but I'm a deity. I don't do that.
Yeah, did you see the employment figures last month?
No, I didn't.
Did you see the new jobs?
No.
You know, there's computers for a while. Computer jobs were just booming through the roof.
For a while.
Did you see the new jobs?
No.
5,000 new jobs last month in New South Wales alone.
Wow.
Doing what? Oh, you will never
cleaning
guess.
Cars?
Nearly, you're bloody close.
Am I close?
Yeah, you are.
Being a deity.
No, cleaning concrete. Washing concrete. Now that we've concreted large areas of the earth,
it's called permaculture.
Really clean concrete.
Of course.
It's called permaculture.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Washing.
Yeah,
just hosing concrete and scrubbing it.
Yeah, but there's so many different types of concrete and they blend them all together. Haven't you noticed that? There's aggregate concrete and there's exposed aggregate concrete.
No, this is because a bit of
bad
dirt,
concrete.
A bit
terrazzo concrete.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. I mean, it's just a wonderful, rich blend of different concretes. I think it's fantastic, this permaculture concrete they're getting into. It's just great stuff.
This was mostly private people hiring them too. You know, they've got swimming pools with sort of a quarter of an acre of concrete around
and
it,
you know
so
what
no dirt
them?
Or leaves get
you know
near
what they're paying them?
Not much.
Whatever they like. Because you ain't got no rights no more, you stupid Australians. God, I tell you what. Being
is that the goddess speaking?
I am the goddess at the moment. I am channeling through the husk. And let me tell you, you humans are the thickest, most stupid creature I've ever come across.
Well, certainly 61...
You think you're intelligent.
Certainly 61% of them...
They both think they got
the
message.
What a pack of wallies you are. Get it together. Jesus Christ.
In the Middle East.
61% of people in Toowoomba are thick as a short plank.
What happened?
They voted no thank you to recycled water.
We'd sooner die of thirst.
We'd sooner die of thirst than drink this water that's purer than any water we've ever drunk in our life before.
Certainly
have
purer
they run
than
the
water,
water over pebbles and things and done all those good things you can do?
Well, they're going
to
have to
run them through electrolysis.
Apparently they have to run it over pebbles as well at the end.
Everything.
Because the water that they actually extract from the effluent
it's
is so
pure.
So pure.
It needs
it's useless.
It actually it's useless.
It needs minerals back in.
That's right. And so then they run it through a pebble bed and put the minerals back in and they put it back into the water system.
Very lumpy water, I would have thought.
No, it's good. It's good lumpy. We all like a few lumps in our water, I do. I don't know about you.
Lumpy water.
Lumpy water. Well, it would be with
but anyway, 61% of people in Toowoomba thought the whole concept of getting the water back was yuck, and they voted for the yuck factor rather than
Look, let's face it. Let's face it. Australians, if it does not affect them absolutely first person... then it doesn't matter.
Well, gee, it's going to affect them in Toowoomba first person
because it's getting
very, very serious. And it was their only option.
Too stupid.
Like they had two options.
Stupid.
Die of thirst or recycle the water. And
too
they
stupid.
Chose to die of thirst.
Humans, let me make
stupid.
A prediction here.
61%.
Humans are going to lose this race.
I know.
Humans are going to lose this race.
Oh, come on, you guys. You're so negative.
No, I'm positive. Humans are going to lose this race.
Who's going to win?
You think that's funny?
Who's going to win?
Well, no one is going to win.
No one that I know.
No one's
going to be around to collect the medals, mate.
When humans lose a race, it's all over, booby, as far as humans are concerned.
So you know how we humans, at times, I saw this thing on...
I told my father to cash in his military cross this week. I said, you might as well don't hang on to it, mate. You're worth a fortune.
Look what they're worth now.
Didn't Victoria Cross made $1 million?
$1 million for
the VC. $1 million?
Well, why aren't they making more of them?
Well, someone surely will.
Well, I sure wouldn't mind.
But they announce when they give them out, so you can't say there was fakes. You've got to find a dead person who someone's lost.
Who was very brave.
Who may have, because most VCs are given posthumously.
No, they're given afterwards.
You've got to be very brave and die to get one.
Yeah.
By the way, we're looking for a few people that are nearly dead, speaking of death. We'd like rich people particularly who are nearly dead to come and join the church.
Okay, I'll say they can bequeath.
So they can bequeath.
I found what I was looking for.
Oh, that's good, Michael.
He haven't found what he's looking for. And I still haven't found what he's looking for.
Now he's looking for something else.
I'll read you a joke. Bob, lend me your glasses, please. I can't read anything. I need two pairs.
Yeah, have my glasses.
Bob's left. He's behind
too.
Here's mine. We are a bloody useless lot of hippies.
Sir?
Yours turn everything spastic. God,
his glasses. I call them.
I'm going to read you this.
Michael's dropped the glasses.
If you look through my glasses at the world, then you take them off and have a look.
You get a myopic view.
You understand how the world looks to me all the time. You humans.
I brought jokes today because I think in times of trouble...
Mother Mary comes to me,
humor,
singing words of wisdom, let it be, let it be.
Okay, Michael, keep going.
We could sing to anything.
Now I think it's really dumb too.
Stop it.
Anyway,
there was
three hang glider... there's a whole bunch of jokes. Some of them are really funny. It was in the Herald this week about how dumb Australians are.
I thought we
should bring it in here.
They are probably the dumbest race on the planet.
Good old-fashioned Aussie stoicism.
That's why I like
described
it.
In the tale of the driver who wins the lottery. What are you going to do now, his mate wonders. He's won the lottery.
Oh, just spend it until it's all run out on the farm, I suppose.
Oh, probably head down to the big smoke and spend it up, I suppose, the driver says. What route will you take, his mate asks. Oh, probably the missus, explains the driver. She stuck with me through the drought. Isn't it shocking? Look at this one. This is the Aussie Lord's Prayer. Our lager, which art in barrels, hallowed be thy drink. Thy will be drunk at home as if in tavern. Give us this day our foamy head and forgive us our spillages as we forgive those who spill against us. Lead us not into incarceration, but deliver us from hangovers. For thine is the beer, the bitter and lager, for ever and ever, barman.
That's lovely. is so sweet. Uh-huh. We should take that on. We should take that on the Church of the Holy Smoke for when we have an alcohol.
Okay. I don't want any alcohol anymore. Alcohol, I've decided it's poison.
It is poison.
And because I hardly drink, when I do drink now, it knocks that. Belts the shit out of me, and you realise how toxic it is.
Other thing I heard, this little bit of news from the son of the goddess, who's about the place and was teaching at Barkersvale School one day this week, and was telling the kids different things about the English spoken language, and was telling them how humans are the only creature that stutter. And one of the kids stands up in class, I think it might have been one of Rusty's kids, I'm not sure, and said, well, no, because last night our cat... The dog came over from next door and our cat said, but before I could say fuck off, the dog killed it.
is that your poetry entry? Here's Gail.
Hello, Gail.
What a legend.
Do you want to pop over this side, darling, and have a bit of a word? Yeah, this is it.
We're talking poetry.
We've been talking poetry, mate.
And the town is buzzing. Yeah. Oh, you lucky devil,
isn't
Bob.
Isn't it? Look, Bob's got me on his knee.
When are we going to have a joke? Will you help me organise a joke festival in 6 months after the poetry festival?
Oh, would that be a fabulous thing?
We're going to have a joke weekend telling the best jokes judged by people.
How are we going to judge it, though?
I don't know, but I've got
two like poetry.
Many people are crying at the end of the joke.
Oh, right, okay.
Weeping and laughter.
Tears of joy.
Tears Tears of laughter.
Of laughter.
If you can make people cry or wet themselves, you get extra points for wetting themselves.
Ah, that'd be good.
Anyway, poetry absolutely.
How's this? Five heats. Look at this, guys.
Five heats.
That. 9 people in each heat. And I've just, the poets are starting
What's
to arrive.
When are we global warming, Gail? All this
when
week?
Are we, it's spreading information. When are we starting, sorry. Gail?
We start, and the grand opening is 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Nimbin Oasis Cafe.
Okay. Who's opening?
Kick off from there.
Is Carmen Lawrence is coming over.
Carmen,
right?
Definitely.
I heard she's
opening. She's on her way.
Beautiful.
She's on her way.
And Ernie Dingo, maybe as well.
I'll be disguised well.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah? So, and we've got some beautiful friends of the community as our judges. And
Amanda Vanstone's coming?
Yeah, on Sunday we're having beautiful Margie Hayes is coming over to visit us. And she's our one of our semi-final judges with Bob Tissot. So that's super duper on the Sunday, that is. So what happens tomorrow is the five heats go, and then out of that we end
up
with 16 people. And from those 16 people, we have 2 heats of 8 on the Sunday, the semi-finals. And from that, we end up with 8 that head to the town hall for the grand final.
Okay.
So all very exciting.
What time's the grand final in the town hall?
7:30 it starts, but please get there
Sunday
earlier.
Sunday evening.
And support Tuntable Preschool are doing some yummy, yummy food for
Excellent.
Us, and cakes
Excellent.
And teas and coffees.
Excellent.
And so come along earlier and support that. And Pepper Rose will be entertaining us with Ross. After all the performers have performed, we need to have some time for the judges to make their final decision, because sometimes it can be a bit difficult.
It's extremely difficult.
Extremely difficult.
It's like a beauty contest. How do you pick the best out of 10? That's what
when
they brought
in.
And you've got three totally clean, I call them clean skin judges. They haven't seen anything all weekend. So they're clean skins, and they come in and they watch
the final top eight.
And then out of that, they pick one outright winner.
Like,
because everyone that gets up there on that final stage is a winner. Everyone that's here is a winner to
me. I agree. So how do they pick them?
Anybody that gets
out
of the birth canal is a winner.
They do IQ tests like they do in the beauty pageants.
Yes.
Are we allowed to know who the clean skin finals judges are?
Yes, we are. We've got Ghost Boy, who was last year's winner.
Oh.
We always try and have the winner of last year's cup, so they can't go in it again.
Savage Critic.
As a judge, as a finals.
Very good judge.
No.
Or he will be.
Very good judge.
Then we have Arthur Pike.
Ooh, another Savage Critic.
Yes.
Excellent judge.
Bobbitt.
Yes.
Bobbitt.
No. 3 books out of his own.
Yeah, he's a legend.
Very much.
I reckon he's amazing.
And the other one is one of our own, very own, fabulous entertainers of many years, Sue Edmonds.
Oh,
and she is
another
so
Savage Critic, 3 Savage.
She is nervous about being a finals judge.
Very nice.
So they're
the
3.
Good judges, I must say.
And they don't see anything during the weekend. They're not allowed it. Ghost Boy will be out on the Saturday with our friend Bob here.
Saturday night.
And that is, it's very organic. We don't know how it's going to go, but I'm sure.
Do we have make-up poems on the spot? Like, you know, you give a topic like hat. And everyone has to make a quick poem about it.
Oh,
do you
I've
do
been
that?
Told that apparently Tom, the world poet, that's exactly what he does, and he is awesome.
Beautiful.
He creates.
That's like the shoot-off in the World Cup
at
soccer.
Yeah, someone gives him a word, and from that word, he'll make a whole poem.
That's a true poet, I think. That will be the shoot-off.
Is that
like
the man
in
with the drum?
In the finals.
No.
Is he going to be there? No, Tom, the world poet, is from Texas.
Yeah,
in the United States.
Okay. So we can have a barrel, and you pull out a word and go.
You can't help bad luck, really, can you?
Hey. What, coming from the USA? Oh, all right. We won't go there. I think he's Australian.
I
think he's Australian, but he lives in America and he works from America.
Still.
But he could be Australian.
You know.
Yeah. Hey. So there we go.
There's good people everywhere.
There is.
So, Gail, I need to be clear on something. So, launch and first heat at the Oasis at 11, and then there are heats at what times at the Oasis tomorrow?
And the Rainbow, don't forget.
Now, what are the Oasis times?
The Oasis heats are 11 a.m, 1:30, and then the last heat at 3 p.m.
And in the Rainbow?
And in the Rainbow, 12 noon, and they're being run by David will be the MC, David Hallett will
Beautiful.
Be our
He's
MC there.
He won the Australian Poet of the Year competition twice.
He also won the first Poetry World Cup.
Who is he?
David Hallett.
I don't think I know him.
Well, you've been away somewhere else, but you're trespassing in another body.
And the second heat, the heat 4 at the Rainbow Cafe at 2 p.m. So there's 2 heats at the Rainbow and 3 at the Oasis.
12 and 4 at the Rainbow. And Sunday?
No, 12 and 2 at the Rainbow.
That's 3 at the Rainbow. 2 at the Rainbow, 12 and 2.
Get it together, ball
of fun. Sorry, yeah.
The Oasis. Yeah,
and no, on the Sunday, both semi-finals are held at the Nimbin Oasis Cafe with Margie Hayes and Bob Tissot as our judges there.
As our primo judges.
Oh,
yeah.
But it's a big day, the Sunday. So if you can't get out on the Saturday, you must come out on the Sunday. And if you don't get out on the Sunday, come on the Sunday night to watch the finals. That'll
right,
be the
7:30 in the hall.
7:30 in the hall. Wow. And thank you, guys.
And will that be a shootout?
A shootout. Oh, it's going to be tough.
Will it be slap leather? On stage and slap leather?
Hey.
Oh, I love those. And, I love slapping leather.
If you'd like to get yourself primed for it, if you want to go to the NIM FM website at nimfm.org, www, of course, in
and
the front
wrap
there,
a wad around your member.
Click on the podcast link on the left-hand side of the page. Do a bit of searching. But back in the 2005 podcasts, around August, I would say, first weekend time, and you'll find the entire final of last year's Performance Poetry World Cup in two separate one-hour podcasts right there, live from the hall. So if you want to get yourself worked up for it.
Yay! I think you need a bit of music, guys. Thanks very much, and look forward to seeing
you. What do you mean?
We
played a song an hour ago. Give us a break.
It was only half an hour ago.
How often are you going to play another one now?
We'll have one track, and then we'll come right back.
And Soup's great.
I come right back. I just can't bear it. I got the love and I long to share it.
Here we go. Let's get introductions aside. Pressure on the inside for tonight. Busting the mic like...
Bob. Yeah, of course you're with me. Hello, Michael.
We've got Rock here to tell us about his awesome escapades, where he's appealing everything, and he's chasing like...
Don't you understand?
Like, you were late.
Like we've got...
You were late.
We've got Kelly the cop in town going for a world record number of busts
Katrina.
This month.
I thought her name
and
was Katrina.
And we've got Rock challenging her to get busted to the world record number
Excuse me, mister. Excuse me, mister. Sorry, I thought her name was Katrina. Talking. Didn't we decide her name was Katrina last week?
It's Kelly.
It's Kelly. It's
I've met her since. We had the police consultative committee meeting this week.
Did she come and speak to you about it?
Was it a party?
You had the what?
It was the police community consultative committee meeting.
The CCCCC.
The PCCCC.
Has Kelly turned to growing hydro yet, or is that...
No, that's Tracy.
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 Cyclone
Tracy.
What's her name?
Yeah. Anyway, they all came to the meeting, and they think it's a hoot, and she confirmed she's going for the world record number of busts in a month in a small town.
Is that
she's
right?
She's hunting and running after people everywhere.
How many more
she's
does she...
She's a dark-haired copper. The two blonde coppers are in back... Anyway...
Rock, you can get a few busts out here.
Yes, they found something. You know, some Rock wants to go to the world record number of busts in a month.
The pair of you...
How many in the last month so far? 30 days, do you reckon?
I went up to Brisbane within...
You
three.
You can come talk up here.
All right, sorry. I went up to Brisbane within 3 days. I got two busts.
Not bad.
Less than one a day, Rock. You're slipping, my friend. Less than one a day.
Well, look,
how did the poor cops take it this time?
Well, I was smoking a joint in the Queen Street Mall. They didn't appreciate it.
So what'd they say?
Well...
That's very low profile.
Yeah. And then in the other one, I wasn't even smoking a joint.
What were you doing?
And I was just sitting down talking to someone, and they come up and they started harassing me and wanted to search my bag and all the rest of it. They went... No.
Can't go away too far.
So what did you do with them? How did you treat them?
Like a human being.
You gave them love.
Of course. It's the only way.
Lots of love.
You know, the way I look at it, if you treat them with love and you treat them like a human being and you treat them like your best friend, your lover, you treat them like they...
Settle down, Rock.
No.
You mean what? You don't mean sexual lover.
No.
Street Mall.
Yeah. Any cop.
Like your lover.
any police, you treat like your best friend.
Yes, okay. Now you're talking.
Now he's back
to their loneliness.
What happens is they change their attitude to the way they treat you. Also, when they start misbehaving, just subtly let them know in a nice, loving way... Is that appropriate to treat me like that? Do you treat all human beings like that? And thank you, officer, for treating me as a human being. to remind these officers over their brainwashing
that they are indeed human.
Yes.
Unfortunately, what I found with you humans is you're dumb as a bag of wet shit, the whole lot of you. Yeah.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah. That's a big compliment because shit is really, really good. You can grow a lot of things in shit, can't you?
So tell me, Rob. How many court cases do you think you've actually got pending upon your person right now?
I've got, now let me see, one, two, now it's cut down a bit in Queensland. I've got another two, that's four. What else I got? I got the High Court one.
What's happening with the High Court one?
Oh, getting closer and closer to getting the application in.
What's the application for?
Well, they've taken my religious right and medical right away, which comes under the Constitution. They're not allowed to mess with someone else's religious belief. Discrimination. They're not allowed to...
So how many busts are you facing at the moment? How many charges are you facing altogether?
Oh, two in Queensland, six in New South Wales.
Not bad. Eight. And how long is it taking to accumulate these eight charges against you, Rob?
Since Mardi Gras.
Okay. And so, what's Kelly's numbers right now? Michael.
So to keep this conversation practical now, when someone's busted, what do you suggest they do, Rock?
Like I said, treat the officers as a human being.
And what, don't give them any information except your name and address? Do we do that legal game?
Look, basically, just let them know your name. Yeah. And
see you in court.
Herb.
And see
say Herb. Right?
Say Herb. My name's Herb. Say your name's Herb.
No. What I'm saying is...
Carry a Bible and say Herb. Show them the first name.
Everything they ask you, say Herb.
Basically, like I say, you state your name... You state where you're living, right? If they ask what this is, say it is a herb. They'll ask you if it's cannabis, say it's a herb. Do not say anything else. You do not need to say anything else. By classing it as a herb, you have done something interesting.
So when you get to court, what happens then?
Then
what do you say then?
This is my religious right.
You're a Catholic.
First page of the Bible.
Holy smoke. I'm a Christian.
You are a Catholic.
Because in the Bible...
A Catholic Christian.
You can be a Catholic Christian, you can be a Christian Buddhist, you can be a Muslim Christian, you can be anything, because if you really understand what Christian...
Can you be a ganja fairy?
If that's what your wish is,
I reckon. You'd be a ganja fairy and read the Bible.
Can you be a glorious goddess?
If that is your wish.
Hey! Rock for president!
Rock for PM!
No, thank you.
Rock for patriarch. Rock, let's build our church upon this rock.
Maybe.
Let's have a little
Because
hope.
What's happening, Rock, is you're appealing everything. He appeals. You will not accept any element of criminality.
Don't be a lawyer. Don't spend money on a lawyer. Look after yourself.
Look after yourself. Look,
and
I'll
wear
tell
dresses.
You the basics.
Does wearing dresses in court help? Is that part of the tactic or just you?
This is just me.
That's my clean frock here in today, Rob, by the way. It's very nice.
Thank you.
Because sometimes you are a little bit grubby, I must say.
Well, thank you. He's a homeless man.
Very, very clean and spry.
No, I'm not homeless. Excuse me, I live in my car.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I live in my car, and that is my home, and I choose to live by that. And if the government can't recognise that, or Social Security does, Queensland and New South Wales...
Show him your pension card, Rock. Show him your pension card. What's it say on your pension card? Rock,
which one?
Via car.
Here we go.
Sleeping in car, I think it's...
Queensland. Says. Peter Till. Living in car, Brisbane, Queensland. 4,000.
Oh, I love it.
Hang on.
Living in car. Isn't it?
Now this one.
What's that say?
New South Wales. Peter Till. Living in car. Nimbin, New South Wales.
Nice work.
Right.
He's a man who's playing the system well, like an instrument, like a finely tuned guitar.
Like a violin.
A virtuoso.
Let's make it squeal, Rock. Let's make it squeal.
The Queensland government. I'm having a running battle with the Queensland government. Now... pension card.
Who's running? Are they running or are you running?
Well, they're running.
They're running.
But anyway.
You're chasing the entire Queensland government. I love the thought.
All right. Now,
this, got them on the run. I like that.
This is a federal government document. My pension cards.
Yeah.
Right? It's official.
Yeah.
And it's Christian. And it's Christian. That's the killer.
That's the killer.
That's about that.
George Bush even can't deny that. You're a winner.
All right. Now, basically, because that is a federal government document, it is recognised. So I walk into the Queensland Transport Department, and I'm trying to change my licence.
To living in a car?
Living in car. Now, what's interesting, a car is a structure.
Yes.
Okay.
A car is a structure. So under their own laws, they can't stop me. Now, the last time I went in, I filled out residential address, living in car, postal address, something different. Now, I got done for hitchhiking in Queensland. Queensland's a lovely state.
If you're living in your car and you're hitchhiking, isn't that just being in your own front yard?
I think it's called driving.
Anyway, that's beside the point. Now, they gave me a ticket. Now, on there you can appeal if you want. So I turned around and said, well, as a police officer didn't put my correct address on that I'm living in my car, then that document is not official. And as that document is not filled out and official, how can I be charged? Never heard anything about it.
So they accept that you're living in the car?
No.
They couldn't spell car.
But what's interesting is, now when I filled in the RTA, the Queensland Transport Department, on my licence I just got this year, I put in living in car. Now someone in the office turned around and put my postal address on there. So someone in the office frauded the Queensland government.
Right.
So it gets messy.
It does get messy. It's a conspiracy.
No, it's not a conspiracy. People are people and people make
mistakes. It's just a bureaucracy that's unable to cope with anything outside the box. And so they, even though you tick outside the box, they push your tick back in. Because the machine won't accept a box without a tick or a cross box. You know that. It won't. You put all the paperwork goes into the machine, and it scans the boxes, and it's got to have a tick or a cross, a yes or a bloody no, you know. And if neither box is correct, well, they're just going to have to make it up. Otherwise, your form comes out. Next thing you know, they've got a high court challenge because they haven't bloody done something, and they're not going to mess with the rock. Hell. We know him. We contacted our friends in the police department. They said, holy hell, he's cost us $600,000 so far and we haven't got a cent out of him. Don't go near him.
Once they get a file on you, everybody knows.
Look, the simple fact is, I know this. Evil is only evil when good people do nothing. And if you see a wrong and you do that...
You misquoted. Evil flourishes.
No, excuse me, there's a different one.
Okay,
but there's many.
It rocks.
Do you mind?
Yeah, it was
evil
on a movie.
Evil is only evil
when good people do nothing.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense, right?
It does totally make sense to me.
Makes no sense. But if you want to make sense,
if you don't know what he means,
I don't know what he means. Evil is only evil if good people do nothing. Evil flourishes when good people do nothing.
That's true as well.
See, this is why they don't take him on.
Excuse me, Gerald.
Sorry, as a deity, this is going way out of
are we saying that it requires... for evil to be evil, is what Rock's saying, is that it requires there to be good people.
This is why the cops say
if everyone's evil and evil's not evil, evil's just commonplace.
He gets them all arguing. He gets everyone totally confused. He's endlessly arguing.
Yeah.
His mother threw him out of home at 7 because he argued with everything, Rock.
Okay, I think we'll leave it there and we'll move on to some drug news. What do you reckon?
What else? Next Saturday, huge balancing reenactment where the hippies lock up the cops. The hats are in the mail. We've had a hat.
And we've got more cops to lock up, too. How many cops have we got coming in?
We're going to have 18 cops. Permanent. Okay. But that only means 9, because most of them are on sick leave and stuff, you know.
Also, what I'm asking, what I'm basically here, is I'm asking anyone who's listening to this program.
It's a lot of Goulburn police. They have a fair bit of time lounging around.
One happy and one grumpy.
Please, I'm sorry. I want to get this out. That's as straight as I can. I'm taking this to the High Court. Now, I don't know enough information. I'm 39 years old, but there's a lot of people out there that have an awful lot of information, the years that they've been putting in, that might help make marijuana be able to use by religious and medical reasons and industrial. Right? There is a way here to make this, instead of the politicians getting involved, which the politicians won't do anything, they will keep on sitting on the fence.
I agree.
Right?
They just want votes.
Yeah, there is only one way to make marijuana legal, and that is by the court system.
Sorry.
It is the only way. And I need all the help I can get. Anyone who has something, information that they think was relevant, if it is on electronic, please, please bring it to me to help make marijuana legal.
Good work.
At makemarijuanalegal@rock.net. No. Bring it into Rock, leave it in the hemp bar, email it at embassy with it.
The man in the dreads and the dress.
You'll find him around.
You know what
anyway, I reckon he's onto something, and the cops
or
hate him
on
now.
Something.
And last week he chased him around smoking a joint, and they couldn't move away fast enough.
No. He's
like
become a dangerous person.
Reverse sniffer dog.
Yeah, a reverse sniffer dog. That's right, yeah.
Bizarro world.
Yeah.
He's a superman.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a rock.
He's a rock.
No, I'm just a simple man.
That's what rocks
are.
He's
going to argue with everything. Let's call him a simple man and see what he says. You're just a simple man, eh, Rock?
Thank you very much, brother.
He didn't argue at all.
No, that's fine.
Thank you, Rock.
I think you find, Michael, that most simple men are rocks at heart. Well, most rocks are simple men at heart.
Oh, look, let's
in the bottom of the fish tank.
let's just get the show on the road.
All right.
Hey, there's a little story about the police on the front page of the Herald today and how to get promoted at Goulburn. My word! Didn't they have a little thing going
there? What, do you have to suck?
You had a chocolate bar hanging in front of your pants and the girls had to chew it off to get a promotion or to pass the exams. Anyway, the women had no show, mate.
No.
A bloke.
No,
it's a it is absolute credit to the girls that they've got through to being a police person. God knows what they had to do.
But
Kelly, who's running around trying to bust everyone.
Break the record.
She's still trying to pay off debts from Goulburn, probably.
Oh,
I've got no idea. She's.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I wonder how she went with the old Mars bar thing.
She's
psychologically scarred.
They are legendary, the women. And when you get arrested by one of these girls. And
just bear that in mind. What they've had to do to get where they are now.
Yeah, exactly.
And the blokes, if you're a woman, I would ask to have a female present. I would not be arrested anymore by a man. I think it wouldn't be safe.
Well,
it would not be safe to be arrested by a man. There needs to be a woman present.
This is a male or a female?
Any women being arrested by a male cop.
I don't want to be arrested
certainly
by a male cop.
Need at least two women present to make sure they're not, you know.
I don't want to be arrested by a male, because I've heard that they're pretty horny.
Well, you're mostly a woman.
They
so
take one look at me and it's all over, bend over.
Well, you are a dreamer.
Yeah, don't talk about that.
Okay. Dreamer.
Had that nasty time at the airport, so we'll just.
Oh, Bob, are you still sore about that? The cavity search.
Hush.
Hey, you know Rusty's idea about dogs chasing cane toads? They are training dingoes in Western Australia to hunt cane toads.
What, to kill the
Thank
dingoes?
Thank you. No, the dingoes don't eat them. They're too smart, but they can track them in a flash. They hunt them.
Smell
they
them.
Find them.
Hunt them.
They smell them.
Hunt a killer. And they're easy to kill as long as you don't bite their back.
They freeze them. Can you believe they do this whole freezing thing? Would you bother? Is it humane?
Not when you've got a set of golf clubs, you wouldn't.
It's humane.
It depends.
Is it humane for the environment running thousands of freezers?
I heard that there was quite a pharmaceutical market for the glands.
For the toxin.
Yeah, to work with, and also
well, the Cairns dogs are getting off on it. They're licking the froggies on the back to get a little hit out of it.
Oh, there was even something coming up on, I think it's on Catalyst next week, where they show using froth or some slime coming off a cane toad's back.
Some sort of toad,
getting some slime off its back during an operation that was apparently doing wonderful stuff. But the toads, you can also sell the skins. To some of the
skins in little bags.
Yeah, no, well, they actually sew them together and they make things like fancy cowboy boots and so forth out of them. They tan up very nicely and very exotically cane toad, a bit like snake.
Yeah, okay.
I used to have a cane toad purse.
Yeah, I love the cane toad purses. They are very classy.
Yeah, they were indeed.
Where
I saw quite a few. I don't know.
I bought mine up in
Townsville. Townsville Markets.
It wasn't Cairns, it was
Up in the Townsville markets, there's a whole stall devoted to nothing but artefacts from cane toads. Yeah, some of them have been just dipped in lacquer, and they're in all sorts of paraphernalia and clothing and doing all sorts of stuff. And you got
use them up.
You got purses and all. It was great. A few of them sewn together to make more interesting size bags.
Look, that's right.
With heads on and all that sort of stuff.
Put a band
very
on
strange.
Things and you'll solve it. People are so.
I've got a story here.
Band muesli bag.
I've got a story here. It
you
seems to me.
You love your money so much, you'll do anything for it.
I've actually got two stories here, and they're both about the same sort of stuff. First one's about marijuana's not a soft drug. Says Craig Thompson from the Drug Free Australia, he's chairman.
Craig.
He said that Australians should be aware how dangerous it can be.
I get those emails. Delete.
The road fatalities caused by cannabis intoxicated drivers, links to cannabis and psychosis, birth defects, and greater potency of the drug are just a few of the issues of enormous concern, he said.
Yeah,
birth defects. This is coming from that study that didn't separate the effects of having tobacco and or cannabis when they were pregnant, those women, and they had higher rate of premature births and so forth.
Why would it be any different?
Hey?
Plants.
No, well, tobacco, they know for a start, causes problems. What?
Is that a different plant?
Tobacco? To what?
To the other herb.
Can't you say that anymore?
They're just so stupid.
It's a member of the nightshade family. It's a dead set poison. Tobacco
is
poison.
Craig Thompson.
That's what spin is.
Like Craig alcohol.
Is your heart being attacked by a poison?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Craig Thompson went on to say there's recognition amongst experts.
You humans. I can't get over you.
Hey, I remember trying to tell you to stop spin for years. You called us all idiots.
You mean the husk?
Yeah.
You mean the husk? Well, he's an idiot.
So he's born again.
Can I carry on?
Carry on. No, let's not let him carry on. Bugger it. No, carry on, Bob. We know you're getting...
You sure? I can stop. It's only Craig Thompson. When I finish reading, you can.
Yeah, go.
There's recognition amongst experts that marijuana is an addictive drug now, but that's not widely known, Mr. Thompson said. No, not even the experts know that one yet.
Right? Okay.
People think it's kind of a soft drug that you can have a bit of a nibble at without too many consequences, but treatment agencies and even addicts that I've spoken to say it's cannabis that's hardest to get off, he said. Both national and international studies have found that drivers intoxicated with cannabis pose a high risk of road accidents. While medical practitioners have confirmed the drug's use is linked to psychosis. The link between cannabis use and birth defects is one of the most...
Right-wing Christian, right?
No, it's the Australian...
George Bush is no Catholic.
Drug Free Australia chairman, great Craig Thompson.
He's the same camp.
Mm. Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, family first.
Hillsong.
Okay.
Peter Costello.
And then the very next article,
Hansen.
The very next article I've got is about pot smokers who are suffering from the early stages of schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Are stuck in a
stuck in a what?
This is striking home.
Okay.
Stuck in a what?
Pot smokers suffering from the early stages of schizophrenia are stuck in a vicious cycle of drug abuse and psychotic attacks, an Australian study has found.
Okay, is that us?
Research by the University
of
Melbourne.
Split personalities? Is there anything about split personalities?
We'll get there, son. We'll get there soon. We'll get there soon. Research by the University of Melbourne shows that the more marijuana a psychotic person uses, the worse their condition gets. And once they suffer a relapse in delusions and hallucinations, they're more likely to turn to marijuana to cope. The work, published in the latest British Journal of Psychiatry, tracked 81 Queenslanders... Well, there's a problem for a start. Tracked 81 Queenslanders who had developed a psychotic mental illness in the past 6 months. These people were typically male, aged in their early 20s, single, unemployed and addicted to marijuana.
And driving tractors on the cotton farm.
Researcher Dr. Leanne Hydes monitored their drug use and mental condition weekly over 6 months, discovering that almost all were caught up in a vicious cycle that was impossible to escape. We found that cannabis use contributes to the relapse in psychotic episodes, and then, as a result of that, they're more likely to use cannabis, Dr. Hydes told OOP. Basically,
this is clearly got a familiar ring.
They're going around in circles and they can't really win. Statistically, the study found that for each day a psychotic person used cannabis during a week, the chances of a relapse increased by, and here's the wicked figure, increased by 7%. So you had a 7% more chance.
Of what?
For each time you used cannabis during a week, the chances of
having a psychotic relapse went up by 7%. And for me, that seems to say that by about the 14th time you've used cannabis in a weekly period, that's like twice a day.
Sometime in Monday morning.
Sometime Monday morning, you go completely psychotic because your chances then of getting psychotic is up to 100%.
You're going to go psychotic. There's no question about
it. So it only takes a week.
Look, check Nimbin out. Walk up and down the street in Nimbin and you tell me.
Here we go. It says that for each new... I've got something to say about this at the end. For each new low in their condition, the chance of self-medicating with marijuana also rose. Understandably, I would think. So the message is, if you smoke cannabis and have psychosis, you're going to stay very unwell, she said. Dr. Hyde said the problem stemmed from the fact that many of these people relied on cannabis to lift them out of depression and anxiety caused by their condition. The trade-off for them is that they're more likely to have a serious relapse in their illness, she said. As far as they're concerned, it's worth it, but it comes at a serious cost. The study calls for early intervention for substance abuse in young people to break the cycle before it becomes ingrained. I know from experience some people, at least, that have gone psychotic and have craved cannabis. And yet, from what I could observe, the cannabis had zero effect on them. Their behaviour didn't change one iota, and they continued to constantly crave cannabis way past what would be normal and rational.
What if they didn't have any? What happened?
They'd go around hunting it up.
Yeah.
Come to your place and say, you got something to smoke, you got something to smoke, you got something to smoke.
Cannabis is totally addictive.
And if you did happen to have it and you rolled it up and they smoked it, nothing happened. Come another one. Cool. Like, it wouldn't affect...
A lot of good things are addictive.
Yeah.
Television.
Water.
Ice cream.
Oxygen.
Food.
Oxygen.
Sex.
Food. Sex. Herbs. Plants.
Warmth on a cold night.
Sunshine.
That's pretty addictive.
That's pretty damn addictive.
Yeah,
warmth
on a cold night.
Sunshine on a winter's day. How are these winters?
How are these rugged winters? How about the rain this week? They were buckets to forecast.
What a nice
really
winter.
Happened,
we had buckets. We had half an inch.
That's a small bucket.
Half an inch is a large bucket.
When was that? Last week.
Yeah,
it's that little fairy bucket.
Yeah, no, last week, late last week.
Nimbin made it on the New
morning.
South Wales weather
little fairy bucket.
Or the ABC.
One mil.
Did you see that?
Little one inch high bucket, mate. Mate.
Helen was discussing three hang glider pilots from South Africa, New Zealand and Australia sitting around regaling each other with their extreme exploits.
Okay.
Well, speaking of bad accents, suffice to say the Kiwi described killing a croc with his bare hands. The South African ripped the head off a snake and drank its poison. The Aussie remained silent, Helen said, slowly poking the fire with his penis. It's amazing. Bob started listening halfway through.
Yeah, it's all right.
Anyway. I'll tell you my next
a great one. Image.
Isn't the jokes of the week? Aussie jokes. Says Alan. Australian humour attracted quite a response from English because, says Alan, I'm often assailed by Australians for being a pom. I inform them I'm a naturalised Aussie and lift my fringe to reveal the lobotomy scar. Peter Jones also took a pot shot at the mental capabilities of those from terror when describing a British man who wants to marry an Irish girl. He is told he needs to become Irish to marry her and must lose 5% of his brain to do so. He agrees to the surgery and wakes up only to be approached by the worried surgeon. Oh. I'm terribly sorry there's been a mistake. We accidentally removed 50% of your brain.
Oh, she'll be right, mate.
She'll be right, mate.
Drug
news?
I have some more.
They're not funny because they're true.
Okay, how about this one?
Humour
how about
is
this one?
The unexpected, and you know that this is true.
Okay, how about this one? This is not at all about nationalities, but about professions. We've got these three men. A doctor, an engineer, and a used car salesman.
Yeah.
All right. And they've all got dogs. And the doctor says, my dog is so smart. I said, oh, yeah? How smart? I said, watch this. And the doctor looks at the dog and says, scalpel. For such was his name. He says, scalpel, bone. Boom. The dog goes off, digs in the ground, pulls up this bone, pulls up more and more and more bones. Before you know it, the dog has constructed the complete skeleton of a cat.
Out of bones.
Out of bones.
Awesome.
He says, how about that, eh?
Yeah.
And the engineer says, oh, it's not bad. He says, hang on for a second. He says, watch this. He says, hey, set square. For such was the dog's name. He says, set square, come here. He says, stick, boy, stick.
and the dog flies off, and he gets a stick, and he gets another stick, and another stick, and before you know it, he has constructed a perfect scale model of the Eiffel Tower, 3.5 foot tall.
Mm.
Isn't that awesome, yeah? And the other guy said, wow, that's amazing. And they turn to the used car salesman, and they say, so how smart's your dog? And the used car salesman says, smart. He says, watch. He says, hey, Dodgy. Because that's just a dog. So he says, Dodgy, do your stuff. And Dodgy raced over, fucked both the other dogs, and stole the bones and sticks.
Tragic.
Yeah.
Police say they've uncovered an international cannabis syndicate after raids in Sydney's southwest. 11 a.m. on Friday, officers, hundreds of them, undercover heads, cannabis heads worth $800,000. It doesn't say the quantity. Cultivation, supply and possession in a bunch of houses.
Just a bunch, a nice little bunch. Yeah. The cops said we're still assessing the exact value of the seized drugs. Yeah.
The western suburbs were found to be growing.
Yeah, it's got that rocks. Really eerie.
You know the Nimbin